The reason for giving choices is that we know that within the oncological bounds of safety, so up to about 4 or 5 centimetres in diameter, that both mastectomy and breast conservation surgery teamed up with radiotherapy are equally safe in terms of survival. We know that there are differences in outcomes in terms of things like recurrence rates. We also know that psychological outcomes aren't globally superior in favour of breast conservation surgery. There's sort of quite a lot of equivalence, apart from in the remit of sort of body image. We also know that patients have different preferences, and they like things for different reasons. And there's quite a lot of data around to support the fact that when patients are provided with information and allowed to play either the role they want in choosing their treatment or an active role, that they are more satisfied with both their treatment journey and the treatment they undergo. They have less regret about the choices that they make or the treatments that they have. And they make a better psychological recovery, both in the short and the long term. And now with improvements in survivorship, getting the right decision for the right person is becoming increasingly important, because these women have to live with what we're doing to them.